If you like bats and you're a student, then September is the time to be at the Custer County Library for the first of 10 monthly presentations by a Jewel Cave National Monument ranger. Jewel Cave spokesperson Riley Hayes explains.
In September, we're going to focus on bats. There are 9 species of bats that return to Jewel Cave every year to hibernate, and so we would like to discuss them and all the cool things about bats, like echolocation, and kind of discuss white nose syndrome as well and how we can protect bats from this disease and get kids to realize that bats are really important to the ecosystem, and hopefully they want to protect them just like we do.
Hayes says topics in the lecture series will change each month, but the primary focuses are Jewel Cave, the Black Hills, and getting kids outside to experience them both.
Not only do we need to protect them, but we also need to educate about them, which is the purpose of these programs. And getting them outside to really appreciate them and learn about them is what fosters that appreciation and that knowledge for the future generations.
Custer County Library Director Doris Ann Mertz says she's really looking forward to the lecture series.
I think anything that piques your interest, makes you more curious, will make you get out there in nature more and see what else there is to discover out there. We have such awesome, awesome places to go just in our backyard here.
Topics for future lectures include how caves form, fossils, and area wildlife. The Jewel Cave National Monument After School Library Program takes place at the Custer County Library and the Weston County Library in Newcastle, Wyoming, from September through April 2017. South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.